For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Blake Michael. And with me is Emily Miller, events planner for Rexburg Arts. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm always happy to be here.
Yeah, I guess more welcome back.
Yeah. So good to see you again.
Yeah. No, it's pretty exciting little month that we've got coming up.
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of fun things happening this summer with Rexburg Arts.
No, for sure. So, like, what do we have to look forward to potentially? Like I know that this Friday we have got First Friday. So what is going to be going on for that specifically?
Yeah. So as you know, we do the art stroll on the first Friday of every month. Mm-hmm. And this month we have a special opportunity to join the rest of the city of Rexburg and the recreation department specifically at the Carousel Summer Kickoff at Porter Park. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be so much fun. It's a big event. They're planning on a lot of people. They've got, I think they've reserved 9 bounce houses park. Yeah. And the farmer's market will be there. There will be a bunch of other food vendors and all kinds of vendors. It'll be the first day that the carousel is open. Or I'm not sure if it's the first day, but they will be doing free carousel rides. I know that much.
No, I did see it open this last weekend.
So it is, but it's this big, like, grand opening for the summer, and they'll be doing free carousel rides. And of course, we have live music on the Beehive Pavilion stage, so we're very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got some great local bands and some bands coming from out of town too. So we're gonna have Little Red on the stage at 4 o'clock. So they're from Alabama, actually, but they have recently moved to Idaho Falls, and they're going to be joining us on the stage. They do a mix of country and classic rock, and they've got lots of experience. They're really good musicians. They're going to be great. Then we have at 5 o'clock The Good News, and they are kind of a singer-songwriter, chill vibe. Really, really good. They've got a guitar and cello and bass, I believe. They're really, really good. They performed last year at the Arts in the Park series also.
Sure.
And then at 6 o'clock, we have Say It Back. They're an alternative band out of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And they're excited to be here. And then Coastal City at 7 o'clock. They're a local Rexburg alternative band. It should be really fun for families, but also the college crowd. So we're excited that they've all agreed to come play. It's going to be great. So we're really excited about that. But we're also still having art stroll stuff at the Romance Theater.
Okay.
We've got Josh Ankua. He's actually a Pathways student. He lives in Africa, but he's a BYU Idaho student. Hmm. And he has sent us some of his art to display. So it'll actually just be on the monitors, but he's really talented. He's like a pencil artist, really realistic, really talented guy. So we're excited to show his work off. And we also have this fun new thing we're doing called Files Gone Wild.
Right.
So what happened was the city had a whole bunch of file cabinets, and instead of having them just taken to the dump, we decided that we're going to make an art installation out of them.
Okay.
No, so
I did see that.
Did you see
last
that?
Because so, there was one gal who was like actually like, you know, marking one up.
Yeah, Twyla. She's our art director.
Okay.
And she's awesome. So then, she was painting it.
Yeah. And then I also saw that like next to the Romance Theater, there was just like a bunch of filing cabinets just sort of off to the side. I was like, this is probably part of something.
Yes.
So you're
So this is a contest that we're doing.
Okay.
And we're inviting businesses to take a file cabinet or individuals. Mm-hmm. And Porter's Office Products is sponsoring this for us. And they've got a bunch of prizes to give away. So we're going to have a prize for the business with the best cabinet and a prize for the individual with the best cabinet. And you can go wild with this. Like, one of the ideas that Twyla loves is like turning it on its side and turning it into a planter and planting flowers in it or something. So you can, it doesn't have to stay a functional file cabinet. It can, you can do whatever you want with it and just go wild. And we do have some examples. Porter's just dropped theirs off today, and Twyla's got hers painted up as some examples. We'll have some of those out at the park too for the carousel summer kickoff, so people can get a look at those and get some ideas. But yeah, we'd love to have people participate in that. So if anyone wants to participate in that, they can come grab a file cabinet. So you can email us at arts@rexburg.org for information on that if you want to participate.
Nice.
We're also still doing our clothing and props drive for our theater programming coming up. So if anybody has stuff hanging around at home that you think might make a good costume for one of our upcoming theater productions or props, we would love to have them help build up what we've got to to make that theater program take off. So we're excited about that.
No, I had the chance to talk to them for a little bit this last time because my wife and I are both very into theater stuff.
That's awesome. You'll have to come join us. Have to come audition. Yeah.
No, I definitely intend to because like I saw that they announced that they're going to be doing My Fair Lady this next year. So that's definitely something I am very excited to be in Rexburg for.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So that's, we're really excited to start this and because we've got this beautiful building and we want to use it. So.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So we're going to start some theater stuff.
And so... there's this thing here with the Family Crisis Center.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that about?
So the Family Crisis Center, every year they do an art exhibit called Healing Through the Arts of Survivors and Allies.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to land on the same night as Art Stroll this year.
Nice.
So we asked them, would you like to join us for Art Stroll? We'll send people your way and let people know that this is happening. It's really a great thing that they do. So inside they have, on the walls, they have art that was created by survivors and allies of people who have gone through domestic violence, homelessness, you know, the things that the Family Crisis Center helps with.
Right.
They have invited people to create art that that kind of shares their experience as a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the art up inside the building. And then something really cool outside in the back, they're unveiling a brand new interactive mural, and it's beautiful. It's really colorful. It's pretty, but the thing that's so extra cool about it is that it's an interactive mural.
Yeah.
So it works with different social media filters.
Okay.
And if you use these filters, the mural comes to life.
Yeah.
So
there's a similar thing they're doing out in Jackson Hole this
summer. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I don't fully understand how it works, how they know exactly how to paint it to make it work with these filters, but they know what they're doing, and it's going to be really cool. So that's a neat thing that people can come out and they can see it and also try it out, and they've got like butterfly wings that fly when you turn on the filter, those kind of things. So it's going to be great.
That's cool.
So we'd love to have people come see that at same time as Art Stroll. I think they're starting at 3:00 at the Family Crisis Center.
Nice.
With their gallery and showing off their new mural.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then the next day we have Flood of Memory. So this is another thing that it's an annual commemoration of the 1976 Teton Dam flood.
Mm-hmm.
It happened on a Saturday in June. So we're doing it on a Saturday in June at 2:25. That's when the waters hit Rexburg. So that's when our commemoration begins at 2:25 at the Romance Theater. So we would love to have people come, bring their stories, bring their photos, however they want to reminisce about that time. I wasn't here, obviously. I wasn't even born yet, but but I do, you know, from my history with Rexburg, I have learned quite a bit about it. And it was a special time also because of how people came together to serve each other, and people came from far away to come help with the flood, with the cleanup, and helping people who were in distress. So it's, even though it was such a hard thing, there were some really great things that came out of it. So we like to take some time to remember it every year. So that's coming up this Saturday at 2:25 at the Romance Theater.
No, I like this little blurb you had written of, as we pause to remember the dam that broke and built a community.
Yeah. It's kind of a big part of Rexburg's story.
It's fair. Well, I didn't realize just how much that affected until taking the tour of the Romance Theater this month at the time of me recording this. But I genuinely didn't have like a full concept. But then when I was like talking about that to my parents, you know, they took a tour of Rexburg this last year when they came out to see me in a couple shows. And they were like, it's so weird. Like everything is so new here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was talking about that to them, they were like, that's why.
Yeah, that is why. It destroyed a lot of stuff in this town. That's another reason that at Rexburg Arts, one of our big goals is preserving these buildings that we do still have.
Yeah.
The Romance is one of them. And obviously you saw that like the water was up to the, you know, the middle of the of that first floor.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the water line. And backstage, you can see where the water was up so high. It's amazing that that building is, we can still use it.
Yeah.
And that people, made the effort to bring that building back so that we could keep it. And the tabernacle, too. The tabernacle was damaged pretty heavily in the flood. but people came together to save it, and we want to do our part to so that we can continue to use these beautiful historic buildings. So that's a big deal. That's something we talk a lot about in the arts department. So
yeah,
yeah. So do you want to hear about what's coming next?
Sure.
After that, the next Saturday. So this is Saturday, June 9th. We're doing a program called Dance Around the World.
Okay.
And we've got three international dance groups and some others who are joining them. But three main groups. We've got Amalot, Hijos del Sol, and Pacific Roots. And they have put together this amazing program of different dance numbers that will highlight their cultures from all around the world. There will be the Caribbean, Africa, South America, Central America, the United States. They're actually super excited about the United States number that they've put together.
Yeah.
And also the Pacific Islands. So we're going to have over 100 performers. They've got beautiful, extravagant costumes. And it's going to be a really fun night, a really fun multicultural celebration. So that's June 9th at 7 o'clock at the Romance Theater, and tickets are for sale at rexburgarts.org, and they're $7 a seat.
Nice.
It's going to be great. We're excited about that one.
No kidding. No, that's going to be like such a busy stage going on.
If oh,
it's
yeah.
like hundreds of...
Yeah. We're trying to figure out how to fit them all, fit them all back there.
Yeah. So... Also, I see that there's supposed to be a free movie happening on the 26th.
Yep, we do a free movie every month. And we know that everybody can watch movies really easily at home.
It's fair.
But we're hoping that for some people, for me at least, it's still fun to go out to the theater.
Oh, yeah.
And so we like to show a free movie every month. We usually will pick a classic, something that people knew and loved maybe when they were younger. So this one, I can't say exactly what it is because of our permissions, because we're showing it for free. We have certain rules we have to follow.
Gotcha.
But I will say... that it coincides with a new movie that is coming out around the same time.
Okay.
So, a little hint for you.
All right.
It's going to be fun. See it on the big screen again.
Cool.
Action-packed.
Yeah?
It's a good one.
I'll have to ruminate when I'm editing this.
Yes, yes. You'll figure it out a bit.
And now, the last time that we were on, there was a certain secret event that you were not able to tell me at the time. But you were able to announce that at the last art stroll.
Mm-hmm.
So this event isn't going to be happening until July. But I do think this is kind of exciting. And to those who do, you know, regularly pay attention to the Rexburg Arts website, then you already know this. But what's going to be going on in July?
So we have this amazing event coming up. And yes, I wasn't quite ready to announce it last time, but I can tell you all about it now. And Kirby Hayborn is coming to town, and we're doing this fun weekend of Kirby Hayborn events. And, and so it starts on Friday night at the next art stroll, at the July art stroll.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show Sons of Provo for free, which is ridiculous and hilarious, and
true.
I love it. It's I don't know how many people have seen that one. That's not one I hear talked about very often, but
no,
it
but
is.
I watched that one. I wasn't supposed to, but I watched that one on my mission, and it was so absurd.
Yes.
And also, like,
in just the right way, in my opinion. Like, it just really, it really tickles me, I guess. I think
yeah.
it's so funny.
No, because it, like, plays into sort of that mockumentary sort of pocket.
Yeah,
also...
kind of before its time, because it was before The Office and
yeah.
those, when, like, mockumentaries became
yeah,
more, kind of a more popular way of producing a show, but, so
yeah.
it's kind of before its time, but.
Yeah, I feel like maybe, like, the British Office might have been a thing at that point.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah, you're probably
but...
right.
but
yeah, like, some of those old, like, Best in Show type, Waiting for Guffman, those mockumentary
right.
style, it's kind of the, like, the Provo version.
Yeah, no, because, like, I love that it, like, hits both the boy band craze as well as, like, sort of the mockumentary before it was really all that huge kind
yeah.
of thing, which is like, oh my gosh, it was I would love to pick his brain about like what that process was like, because
yeah
it's just such an odd little piece of media, but
yeah,
it's fun.
It's funny and it pokes a lot of fun at our culture.
True.
But in an affectionate way, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So we're going to start with that at 6:30, and then at 8 o'clock, and this is maybe what I'm the very most excited about, we're doing what we're calling Kirbyoki. So it's a karaoke showcase hosted by Kirby Hayborn. Mm-hmm. And he's also, if people want to sing with him, if they want him to sing with them, he's happy to sing with them as well. So what we're doing, instead of just coming and signing up for karaoke, we're doing video auditions for that so we can have it all set up and ready to go. And so if you want to audition to be in the Kirby-oke karaoke showcase, there's information about that at rexburgarts.org, and we would love to have you. And Kirby would love to sing with you. So please come join us.
What have conversations with him kind of been like thus
far? You know
what?
It's the coolest thing because he does his own booking.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're old friends now because I email him back and forth about all these plans. And he's so agreeable. He says yes to all of my ideas. And I just love it. I'm so excited. He's the nicest person. I'm so excited that we're doing this. It's been fun to interact with him. And I know that he's just going to come put on such a fun show. And he's just so gracious. I know he'll be excited to meet fans, and it's going to be awesome. Oh, so yeah. Very excited about that. everything on Friday night is free. The Sons of Provo and karaoke are free. And then on Saturday, we're doing a Kirby Hayborn movie marathon.
Ooh.
And that's ticketed. So we're going to start with the RM at 10 o'clock. And then at noon, we're going to show the singles ward. At 2:30, we'll do a Q&A with Kirby. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to show the best 2 years. And then at 7 o'clock, he will do a live show. And that's just his show where he does some storytelling and some singing. He's a singer and a songwriter. So
fun.
So that, yeah, it's just going to be kind of his show. Oh, and another thing about this, we're using it as we're doing a volunteer fair that day as well. Mm. Because if you know Kirby's show, Making Good.
Yeah.
He goes all over just, you know, finding organizations that can use some kind of boost. Or, you know, the whole show is about serving people.
Sure.
And so we love that about him. And so we're using this time with Kirby here to kind of promote the organizations in Rexburg who rely on volunteers or who do a lot of service in our community, give them some recognition and also just some opportunities to connect with people who might be willing to come volunteer. So we're hoping that we can make a lot of those connections that people will come and see all of the places that they might get involved and kind of we're just hoping to like energize that volunteer spirit in Rexburg that's really already there, but just hoping to give more connections and more energy to that volunteer spirit.
No, that's awesome.
So it all goes together.
Well, that's so many wonderful things to look forward to,
yeah.
And actually, like. I actually didn't know about the Saturday event, but like for his live show, I might potentially try to get involved with that.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. No, I know my wife is probably going to want to at least be part of Art Stroll just mm-hmm. because I think she just is like, she's a big fan of, I can't remember so Katya is the lady who is like planning on like directing.
Yeah.
What's the name of the lady who is doing like the costumes, who works with Katya?
Mary Alice. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, my wife got along very well with both Katya and Mary
Alice.
Yeah,
they're amazing. They're so, both of them are just so passionate about theater and mm-hmm. so good at it. I know that they're going to make great things happen. We're very excited about this.
No, we're definitely hoping to get involved with that far beyond the point that this is going to be, you know, airing.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. In terms of anything else kind of going on, so like this is still July, right?
Yeah, we're into July now, but at the very beginning of July, we're on July 2nd, so this is actually before the Kirby weekend.
Yeah.
July 2nd, we are going to do a special patriotic devotional at the Tabernacle. That's going to be really special. So we've got the Tabernacle Legacy Choir. We're
directed by Rachel Kepner.
Yes. Yeah. And we're right now working on some really great patriotic music to sing at that. And the Chamber of Commerce is joining us for that. They'll be recognizing the Grand Marshals for the parade, which is just 2 days later for the 4th of July parade. We're going to have an orchestra, the Stars and Stripes Orchestra, performing at that, and the Upper Valley Women's Choir. So we're going to have lots of beautiful patriotic music. It should be about an hour long. And also, if people still want to join the Tabernacle Legacy Choir, we would still love to have people come out and join us. Those rehearsals are Sunday nights at 6:30 for ages 6 to 13 and 7:15 for ages 14 through adult. And it's free to join, and we would love to have you. So just come join us if you want to.
Awesome. And in terms of everything else happening in July, I think I'll hit you up for next month.
Okay, that sounds great. We've got so many more things coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
So stay tuned for next month.
Well, thanks for coming out again to be able to kind of talk about everything.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.